Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mind Your Business, a Workbook to Grow Your Creative Passion, into a Full-Time Gig by Ilana Griffo, is a practical workbook for creative entrepreneurs who want to turn an artistic skill or handmade product idea into a viable business. Rather than presenting business theory in the abstract, the book organizes the startup process into guided steps that help readers think through branding, products, customers, legal basics, finances, and growth strategy. Its format is interactive, so the book functions as a planning tool as much as a reading experience. The emphasis is on building a business from scratch with a structure that feels manageable for people whose strengths are creative rather than corporate. Griffo draws on her own experience as a designer and entrepreneur, which gives the workbook a grounded perspective on the realities of launching and scaling a creative venture. The result is a resource aimed at readers who need both encouragement and a concrete framework for action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning a creative hobby into a structured business model. A central idea in the workbook is that creative work becomes sustainable only when it is treated as a business with a clear structure. The book starts from the premise that talent alone is not enough. Readers need to define what they are selling, why it is distinct, and how it will be positioned in the market. This matters because many creative entrepreneurs begin with passion but lack a system for converting that passion into repeatable revenue. By guiding readers through the early planning stages, the workbook helps them move from vague ambition to a defined offer and a workable direction. The strength of this approach is that it reduces the sense of overwhelm that often comes with starting a business. Instead of assuming readers already know how to launch, it breaks the process into decisions that can be made one at a time. That makes the book useful, not only as inspiration, but as an operational framework for building a real company. Secondly, brand identity and product design as connected decisions. The workbook treats brand development and product creation as linked parts of the same business question rather than separate creative exercises. For a creative founder, the brand is not just visual style. It shapes what the product line communicates, who it attracts, and how the business is remembered. That connection is important because many small creative businesses fail to align their aesthetic choices with their commercial goals. Griffo's approach encourages readers to design products that are not only attractive but also coherent with the broader identity of the business. This gives the workbook a practical edge. It pushes readers to think about consistency, audience expectations, and market fit at the same time. The result is a more disciplined creative process, where design choices support positioning instead of existing as isolated ideas. In a crowded marketplace, that kind of alignment can help a new business look intentional rather than improvised. Thirdly, finding the right customer instead of selling to everyone, another major topic is customer targeting, especially the need to identify an ideal market rather than trying to appeal broadly. This is a crucial business lesson because creative entrepreneurs often assume their work should speak to everyone. But when in practice, stronger businesses are built around a specific audience. The workbook directs readers to think about who is most likely to value their product, understand its style, and pay for it consistently. That shift changes how a business makes decisions about pricing, messaging, and sales channels. It also prevents wasted effort, since marketing becomes more effective when it is aimed at a clearly defined customer base. The value of this section lies in its strategic realism. It teaches that popularity is not the same as profitability and that relevance matters more than general appeal. For a new creative business, choosing a customer intentionally is one of the most important steps toward stability. Fourthly, legal, tax, and financial planning as protection. Not afterthoughts, the workbook gives unusual attention to legal and financial basics, which is one reason it stands out in the creative business category. Many guides focus heavily on branding or online promotion, while leaving licensing, taxes, budgeting, and forecasting until later, but this book treats them as foundational. That choice is practical because a creative business can become vulnerable quickly if the owner ignores compliance, pricing, or cash flow. By introducing these subjects early, the book helps readers understand that administrative planning is not separate from creativity. It is what allows the business to continue operating. Budgeting and forecasting also matter because they force realistic thinking about expenses, income, and growth timing. This can prevent the common mistake of assuming that enthusiasm will compensate for weak numbers. The workbook's treatment of legal and financial issues gives it a more complete startup perspective than many books aimed at artists and makers. Lastly, scaling with systems. Online visibility and sustainable growth. The later business phase in the workbook focuses on how a creative venture grows without losing control of itself. Rather than treating growth as a vague goal, the book points to systems, workflows, and marketing channels that make scaling possible. This includes guidance on using online platforms, SEO, and social media in a way that supports visibility and sales. The practical insight here is that growth is not just about working harder. It depends on repeatable processes and discoverability. For creative entrepreneurs, that distinction is important because many businesses stall when the founder is doing everything manually. A system-based approach makes it easier to handle demand, stay organized, and avoid burnout. The online marketing component also reflects the reality that most small creative businesses must compete in digital spaces where attention is limited. By combining operational structure with marketing strategy, the workbook offers a realistic path from side project to full-time business. In conclusion, Mind Your Business is best suited for readers who want to build a creative business with more clarity than guesswork. It will be especially useful for artists, designers, makers, and other entrepreneurial readers who need a practical framework for moving from idea to launch. The book offers value on two levels intellectually. It clarifies how a creative venture becomes a business. Practically, it gives readers prompts and structure for making decisions about branding, customers, pricing, legal setup, and growth. That combination makes it more useful than books that focus only on inspiration or only on generic entrepreneurship. What differentiates it in the category is its workbook format and its focus on the full business lifecycle from early planning through scaling. It does not assume readers already understand business fundamentals, and it does not reduce creativity to a vague mindset exercise. Instead, it treats creative entrepreneurship as a real operating challenge that requires planning, discipline, and adaptability. For readers who want a grounded, step-by-step companion rather than a motivational overview, it stands out as a highly practical guide. If you would like to support Ilana Griffo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.